our next guests, they don't mind if you call them a nerd because they're hosting Nerdfest this Saturday, March the 22nd. And we're going to bring in Timothy Centron and Derek Isgett. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Nerdfest is going to take place Saturday, March the 22nd from 10 to 4, right down the street from where we're located at Sullivan Middle School.
Correct.
And then Derek, we'll start with you. Kind of give us the rundown of what we can expect at Nerdfest 2025.
Well, Nerdfest is basically a Comic-Con, but it's more than just comics. We'll have tons of comics, but we'll also have vintage toys, other toys, video games, anything Pokemon related, Pokemon cards. We'll also have local artists. So we're bringing together some of the best dealers in the Carolinas to sell their wares to you.
Now, is this the first time that Nerdfest has happened? Is this like something that happens around the country?
This is the very first Nerdfest. It is a local show here to Rock Hill. Maybe one day it'll be national, but for this very first one, it's just a local show that we, myself and Tim, have built from the ground up.
So Timothy, you and Derek are friends, and you figured, hey, if we're into this, other people are too. Clearly, it's a huge industry across the country. And did you just were talking and saying, hey, there's nothing really local here for us to celebrate, you know, those who enjoy comic books and games and other items that fall underneath the headline of Nerdfest, that you all were like, we should do something.
Well, me and Derek have been friends for a few years now. We've met each other because we set up at shows ourselves as comic dealers, and you know, we sell comics and toys and things like that. And we were just talking that while there are plenty of other shows in other towns, and you know, there's another smaller show in this town. There's never been a show like Nerdfest that's ever happened. So, you know, it's like Derek says, we have so much coming into this thing. We have cosplayers coming. We have a local movie producer, Ronald Ralsman, who's coming. Karen Whitfield, the Bronze Age Batgirl, she's coming. So we've really been throwing a lot at this. There will be tons of comics now, and there will be lots of toys. And we're just hoping to get, you know, as many people from the community as we can involved, so that way then, you know, we can just have a great time.
We'll also have the South Carolina Ghostbusters. They're a cosplay charity group. And we will also have the 501st Legion, which is a Star Wars cosplay charity group. So they'll be out supporting us in their many nice outfits and their cosplay.
You know, normally people use nerd and not the way it's intended, but you two just met this head on and just said, you know what, we'll just call this Nerdfest.
Well, if you were a kid in the 80s, being a nerd was not necessarily a good thing. But in today's age, things like this are a little more acceptable. Pop culture is a little more acceptable now, especially with the Marvel movies that have come out. You know, it's made everything a little more mainstream. So it's not such a bad thing to be a nerd anymore.
Mm-hmm. So what demographic besides, I guess, nerds are you trying to target? Is this for young? Is this for kids? Is this for adults? Does it kind of run the gamut?
It's really, we are looking to put on an all-age, family-friendly event. So kids 12 and under will get in for free. We will also have free comic books that will be given away to kids 12 and under.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got to get the young kids into it. But it's also, there'll be, you know, vintage comic books. So some of the older collectors can come out and have a good time as well. So it's really for all age groups, fun for the whole family.
That's right.
Derek, I think you're spot on. Back in the 80s, being called a nerd was like a huge insult. Now, if you get called a nerd, you get street cred.
Yeah.
So it a lot has changed in a couple of decades for sure. Timothy, folks that don't operate in this world, they're not into comic books, they're not into games, they're not into Pokemon, they might look at this and go like, what am I missing out here? What am I missing out on? What are people missing out on if they're not into this? What enjoyment do you get out of this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff in our day-to-day lives that can be stressful. And what's awesome about, you know, being a nerd or being into sci-fi things and comic books and superheroes is that it gives you that escape from, you know, your day-to-day, you know, stressfulness. And, you know, for a little while at least, you know, you can just engulf yourself, you know, in this, you know, and imagine yourself or just enjoy reading a story from a comic book or putting Legos together. You know, we have a Lego guy coming and build whatever you want, you know. So pretty much I feel that that's what a lot of people that, you know, might not be into it yet would kind of get into it now.
That's probably a good point. I mean, you brought up Legos. Mm-hmm. I love Legos. I remember getting my first Lego set in the 80s for Christmas. And look how that industry has changed over the years, where now people have like pieces of art made out of Legos hanging in their hallways. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that has changed over the years. So what we're hearing is that people will find something that they're somewhat interested in. If comic books are not your jam, there are other items there that you would probably realize, like, hey, I guess I am a nerd.
Yeah, we'll also have some vendors that'll be selling some of their handmade crochet stuff, and there'll be plushies. If nothing else, we'll have food trucks on site, so you can at least stop by and get something to eat.
You got
to
eat.
Everybody's got to eat. So if you're looking for lunch, just come on, stop by. We have food trucks.
And I think what's cool about this is these are things that we all remember as being kids growing up in the 80s and the 90s. These are, you know, this is kind of what we grew up with. And, you know, like the Legos, they kind of reinvent themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to pass that down to our kids as well.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's called Nerd Fest. It's this Saturday, March the 22nd from 10 to 4 at Sullivan Middle School. Adults, it costs you $5 to get in. Kids 12 and under, it's free. And Ashley brings up a great point. If you're an adult, chances are you're able to share your love of Pokemon, Star Wars, whatever it is, Legos, with your kid. And then your kid sees you for at least a day, not as a parent or as an adult. They see you as a kid, you were a kid at one point for sure.
That's right.
Man, so you'll have some classic comics there. Without revealing too much, for you personally in your collections, like what's your prize comic book that you have that no one can touch it? Like you have it still in the vinyl and
you're like, never selling it.
Yeah. What is that for both of y'all? Or it could be beyond just a comic book. What's something that means
I have a couple, but my number one right now, I have an Amazing Spider-Man 129, which is the first appearance of the Punisher. What's so important to me about that book is that I got it signed by Stan Lee the very first time that I met him. So it's not only a nice book, but it has sentimental value to me. It will never be sold until I die, and then maybe my wife can sell it.
And then, Timothy, what is that prized possession for you?
Well, I moved down here about 10 years ago, and the first big book I ever purchased was a Hulk, Incredible Hulk, number 129. I mean, 181. I'm so sorry. And
he's the only one that would be mad, the Hulk, and he's not in here. Even though it's green, a lot of green, you're safe.
And that is in my personal collection, and that's something that won't go anywhere.
You know, people trade baseball cards and everything else, and they do hold sentimental value. And to this story that you shared there, Derek, it, while it's an important piece, it also holds a value that you can never put a price tag on.
Exactly.
And it took you back, or it still, I bet, takes you back to when that moment happened. And that's pretty cool. And I think you summed it out best. I mean, we do still live in a very stressful time in our life. And if you can escape for a couple hours reading a comic book or trading cards or playing games or building Legos, Like, there's no harm in that, right? It's just peaceful funding, fun, and it brings people together, and hopefully it's just non-controversial.
That is exactly what we're looking for, to bring people together, to have a good time, even if it's only from 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Yeah.
What we're hearing, nerds are cool. So just remember that. It's called Nerd Fest, which, again, love the title of this. There's just there's no denying it. You just address the elephant in the room, and kudos to you all for having a lot of fun and a play on words there. Saturday, March the 22nd, 10 to 4 at Sullivan Middle School. Adults $5, kids 12 and under free. You can check out Nerd Fest on social media as well. Timothy and Derek, thank you so much for bringing this to our community, and hopefully we'll be here many more years talking about Nerd Fest.
Thank you for having us.